Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Too Many Founders Kill Your Startup Dreams. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a statistic that should wake you up. 83% of failed startups had the wrong number of founders from day one. Think about that for a moment. Before they even launched, before they faced market challenges or funding hurdles, they were already setting themselves up for failure simply by getting the founding team wrong. So what's the magic number? Legally, you can have unlimited founders, but practically speaking, the sweet spot is 2 to 3. Here's why. Solo founders face an uphill battle. They're overwhelmed by workload, and investors often see them as risky bets. On the flip side, 4 or more founders create decision paralysis. Too many voices, too many egos, and equity becomes a mathematical nightmare. The real killer isn't just having too many founders, it's how you split equity. Equal splits seem fair, but they're motivation destroyers. When everyone gets the same piece regardless of contribution, resentment grows like a cancer. Performance-based allocation is your lifeline, and always, always use vesting schedules. They protect the remaining founders when someone inevitably walks away. Let me give you a perfect example. WhatsApp started with just 2 founders, Brian Acton and John Kalm. Acton handled business development, while Kalm obsessed over the product. Clear roles, complementary skills, zero conflict. That clarity helped them navigate all the way to their $19 billion Facebook acquisition. They understood something crucial. Founding teams are like puzzle pieces. You don't need more pieces, you need the right pieces that fit together perfectly. Here are the red flags that should send you running. Never add founders just for their network or money. Avoid making childhood friends founders unless they bring real skills. Don't promise founder status to early employees. That's equity you can't get back. And here's something most people won't tell you. Set 90-day trial periods before making anything official. Before next week, do this one thing. Write down your startup's 3 biggest skill gaps, then find 1 co-founder who can fill 2 of them. Quality beats quantity every time. Remember, WhatsApp conquered the world with 2 founders, not 20. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.